On his way to county listening sessions in Barron and Burnett counties, Feingold says the newly signed Military Commission Act makes it legal to suspend habeas corpus for the first time in U.S. history.
This is more than a step backwards. This is a shocking failure of the Congress to stand up to an executive power grab. If somebody is detained, they have a right to say, hey, it isn't me. I'm not the guy. And this is a frightening departure from our traditions and our history and our rule of law that needs to be overturned. It's a very dark hour.
The Democratic senator says personal security and liberty can work together, but this law can mean anyone, including American citizens, can be imprisoned and tortured if they're classified as an enemy combatant.
This law now allows coerced or forced confessions to be used in a case where somebody could be put to death, a forced confession. That is against American law. That is against international law. That's against every tradition of the legal system that we believe in. And I don't believe we should give the terrorists that kind of victory by compromising that way.
Feingold says the Military Commission Act puts U.S. troops in danger of similar treatment if they're captured. He says if the United States can suspend these rights, then other nations will too. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.